It's time for a regional radio sport presentation.
Parker back the other way, drives inside, kicks out, Sprinkle open for three. You already know what I'm going to say at the end of it. Hayden Sprinkle is on fire.
In the drama on the hardwood takes center stage.
3, 2, 1, go! 30 seconds to go. Bismarck up by one. Fred all the way to the bucket, right-handed layup. The foul, the bucket is good.
Inside, one-touch pass from Morrissey. No look.
Wow.
Magic Johnson asked to the cutting Richards for an easy bucket. What a play by Morrissey.
On the far side, Brandon Wagner with it. Going for the record.
Got him!
He just tied the state record.
Step back three from straight away, and that one is good. Meinerschagen stares down the student section again.
And now stolen by Cameron Friend. I don't know how he just got that basketball. That was unreal.
He from deep downtown is drained from the center circle.
England puts it on the floor. Lobs up a three at the buzzer with one hand, and it went in. You've got to be kidding me.
We send it courtside to our regional radio sports team.
And welcome courtside on a Friday afternoon at Mizzou Arena. I'm Greg Armbruster, back at it once again. The South Iron Lady Panthers, after falling in yesterday's semifinals to the Mercer Cardinals, are in the third place game, matched up against Prairie Home. Prairie Home versus South Iron. Only two teams in Class 1 girls basketball will finish their season with a victory. South Iron has that opportunity today in this third place game on J98. Yesterday, South Iron fell to Mercer. 63-43 was the final, and it was all really a story of turnovers for the Lady Panthers yesterday. 18 turnovers in that semifinal matchup against Mercer, and just 4 turnovers by those Mercer Lady Cardinals. So definitely ball security has to be first and foremost for the South Iron Lady Panthers if they want to walk out of here with a third-place finish. No matter what happens in today's contest, it will be the best season for South Iron girls basketball in program history. They've never placed in the Final Four. They've never finished higher than what they will in today's matchup, win or lose. So let's run through a little bit about each team. We'll start with those South Iron Lady Panthers, the more familiar side of things. They'll be starting Michaela Ayers, Allie Wilfong, Ashley Micken, Jada Brooks, and Dara Miller. We'll go further into those starting lineups as we get closer to tip-off, still about 17 minutes away. South Iron comes into this contest at 23-6 after the loss yesterday to Mercer. Prairie Home comes in at 22-9 on the season. The champions of Class 1 District 9 is Prairie Home for South Iron, champions of Class 1 District 3. Prairie Home versus South Iron, just based on roster size, is just about 2-1. Prairie Home only fields 6 players on their team, and they have, of course, 5 of those starting, one being a freshman, the other 4 seniors, and the odd man out, a junior. So it'll be interesting to see how Prairie Home can hold up to the war of attrition against a very deep South Iron Lady Panthers basketball team. South Iron, a very youthful bunch. They start 2 freshmen and have a couple that come off the bench as well. Just 1 senior for the South Iron Lady Panthers, and that is Allie Wilfong, and she'll be playing her final game for the Lady Panthers today. But what a way to close out a career, playing on Norm Stewart Court at Mizzou Arena with a chance to close out your season 3rd in Class 1 in the state of Missouri. Not too bad of a way to close things out. Still about 16 minutes or so until we can get to tip off. We'll step aside, take our first pause. We'll be back in 2 minutes, and when we return, we'll run through a little bit more of the details of the starting lineup and break down some of these matchups on the other side of this 2-minute pause on J98.
Manch Auction Service in Perryville is still taking consignments for the 16th annual Farm Machinery Auction to be held March 11th. The tornado did not affect the auction. Up for auction will be a 2001 Massey Ferguson 4253 with cab, front wheel assist, and front end loader with bale spear, 90 horsepower. 2002 Kubota M6800 with front wheel assist canopy and front end loader with pallet forks. One owner 1995 Case 580 Super L. For more information or to make consignments, call Rod Rodney Manch at 573-513-1212 or online at manchauctionservice.com.
Curious about what shine is? Hi, I'm Jessica Ainley, and I'm inviting you to get in on all the shine for the middle and high school girl in your life at jacquelinerowe.com. Don't be left in the dark. Join us Saturday, March 11th at the Farmington Centene Center.
Celebrate St. Patrick's Day with Brian White and special guest Matt Kennan at Arcadia Academy. VIP tickets are only $100, and you can enjoy dinner at 5:30 plus tickets in the first four rows for the concert, which begins at 7, or get show tickets for only $25. Details at ArcadiaValleyAcademy.com. Don't miss Brian White, March 17th at Arcadia Valley Academy in Arcadia, Missouri. Brought to you in part by First State Community Bank.
Money, 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 money!
Jason, what are you going on about now?
Money, savings, our customers, Hustler Fast Track Mowers.
Yes, did you know that right now customers can save $500 off Hustler Fast Track Mowers?
Obviously, that's why I'm singing money, money, money. It's time for everyone to save big money on the mower that sets the highest standard for all other brands to reach.
Hurry into Fliggs Equipment today and save big money on the Hustler Fast Track Mower.
Really? I already said that.
Well, I said it too. Fliggs Equipment, let our family serve your family. Highway 32 in St. Genevieve and on the Outer Service Road at the Ludington exit.
And online 24/7 at Fliggs.com.
For courtside at Mizzou Arena. Just steps away from Norm Stewart Court, the site of the Class 1 girls' third place game. South Iron set to take on Prairie Home in about 13 and a half minutes from right now. South Iron falling to Mercer 43-63 yesterday. For Prairie Home, they took on a very similar situation. They took on Walnut Grove in the semifinals yesterday. And Walnut Grove, if you've never heard about Walnut Grove, they've got five championships in the girls program in about the last seven seasons. So a very prestigious program there. And they got the best of Prairie Home in yesterday's semifinal game that followed the South Iron Mercer game. The final was Walnut Grove 57 and Prairie Home 36. It was the first loss for Prairie Home. They came into the semifinals just on a six-game winning streak, so stumbled into the end of the regular season, but made a good run through Class 1 District 9. They come in at 22-8. And a handful of losses on the season, scattered about through Class 1 all the way up to Class 5 for their losses. South Iron 23-6, that loss to Mercer yesterday for them snapped an 11-game winning streak coming in. But that Mercer basketball team was super legit. For South Iron, let's jump into some of the stats and we'll set the stage for some of the numerical matchups for this contest with South Iron and Prairie Home. For South Iron, looking at just the points per game average, a team that scores 55 points per game. And from the outside perspective, when you think about South Iron girls basketball, you think about a very potent outside shot with Ashley Micken. She was relegated to just 3 points yesterday, really struggled with the outside shot. But that's a lot of credit to Mercer's length and ability to close out to the perimeter. South Iron, a team that averages 55 points per contest. On the other side of the coin, Prairie Home is a team that averages 63.8 points per game with just a six-man roster, or should I say six-woman roster for Prairie Home. It'll be interesting to see how fast they want to push the pace and how much they want to get out and run. I stuck around yesterday and watched a good deal of the Prairie Home versus Walnut Grove game, and when Prairie Home decided to start to run with Walnut Grove, it was their eventual demise. So maybe that's something that South Iron can take advantage of with someone with the dribble drive capability of the freshman Michaela Ayers for South Iron. She was fantastic in yesterday's game against Mercer, really set the tone offensively, finishing with a team-high 18 points and a game-high 18 points for that matter, and she was the only one in double figures. And I mentioned a moment ago about Ashley Micken struggling from beyond the arc yesterday. She went 2-for-11 from downtown, so 6 points. I forgot she had finally made another three. She opened with a three very early in yesterday's contest, missed the nine in the middle, and the final three that she took yesterday she was able to get. So just 6 points from Micken yesterday, and on the season she averaged 15 points per game to lead South Iron. Jada Brooks, the second leading scorer for South Iron throughout the season, averaging 11.7, but it was Michaela Ayers that doubled her season average yesterday that really set the tone. So that'll be something that I feel like South Iron can definitely use to their advantage and exploit a little bit, because if you get Prairie Home in foul trouble and anybody fouls out, the bench is empty. If you do that twice, it turns into a power play. It's hockey. I imagine that Prairie Home, this far in the season, they've got that side of the coin figured out, and it probably won't happen too easily, but definitely something that South Iron can think about. Another thing that I feel like South Iron can exploit, just looking at the matchups and watching a little bit yesterday, I feel like both Allie Wilfong and Jada Brooks can have a really big day against Prairie Home. You talk about Allie Wilfong, the lone senior for South Iron, standing at 5 feet 10 inches. Jada Brooks, a freshman, standing at 5 feet 10 inches. Both can play inside, and if they can get each other going and kind of work together down low, I think they'll have great success. You only have two players for Prairie Home that stand at 5 foot 9, and both seniors, one of those being a guard. So maybe South Iron can pack the paint a little bit and take advantage inside against a smaller Prairie Home team, both in size and in roster depth for that matter. Still about 9 minutes or so until we can start the contest. We'll step aside for another pause on our G98 pregame, and when we come back, we'll run through a few more of our matchups, set the stage for tip-off. We'll do that on the other side of this 2-minute pause on the boot.
Uncle Sam has nothing on Samson Ford. David Sism here from Samson Ford Lincoln, home of the lifetime warranty. I want to help you max your tax refund this March. That dollar will stretch further here this tax season. Trade in your old car and I will double your tax refund, up to $2,000 off MSRP of a new car, truck, or SUV. Now is the perfect time to get out of that car that's taxing you. I'm making it easier than ever. Trade in your old car now, even if you're still making payments, even if you owe more than it's worth, and I'll help you drive a nicer, newer car sooner than you ever thought possible. Come see me at Samson Ford Lincoln. Trade in your old car and I will double your tax refund, up to $2,000 off MSRP of a new car, truck, or SUV. Have you had trouble in the past? We work hard to get you approved on the car that's right for you. Double your tax refund, up to $2,000 off a nicer, newer car this tax season. Hurry, your deadline on this deal is March 31st. I'm David Sism, and this deal is only at Samson Ford Lincoln, home of the lifetime warranty. On the web at SismFord.com or call 431-3177.
Requires bank approval, net of all factory rebates. Double your refund, down payment, and instant savings off retail value. Offers do not combine.
Regional Radio Area's largest pool and spa dealer, Just Pools, is making room for new 2017 Caldera spa models. We still have a few of the 2016 models left that we're making drastic cuts on to move these brand new spas off our showroom floor. $1,500 off on select models or 36 months 0% financing to qualified buyers. Hi, this is Roy at Just Pools. Remember, there are a limited number of these spas left at these drastic reductions. So contact us today for $1,500 off or 0% financing for 36 months. And let us put a Caldera spa in your backyard for a lifetime of wellness. See us now on the West Outer Road in Arnold or visit us on the web at justpoolsandspas.com. We've been making backyard dreams come true for over 30 years.
Oh, we're making backyard dreams come true.
Courtside at Mizzou Arena awaiting the start of the Girls Class 1 third place game for Missouri High School basketball. South Iron will take on Prairie Home. Prairie Home a 22-9 mark for South Iron. They come into the contest at 23-6. It's Class 1 District 3 champion South Iron, Class 1 District 9 champion Prairie Home. 6:25 exactly until we tip off at Mizzou Arena. Only two teams will finish out this season with victories. That's the team that wins the championship and the team that wins this contest that's about to start at Mizzou Arena, the third place matchup. If you want to listen into this game, if you want to spread the word about this game, you have several options. You have 98.5 FM. If you go online at MIMOinfo.com, all you have to do is click on the boot at the homepage. So I know a lot of folks were able to make the trip out yesterday in support of South Iron. Maybe not so many today, but this crowd still starting to take shape. Prairie Home yesterday, their crowd was the real deal against Walnut Grove. They were loud early on. They got quiet in the second half, about the time that I decided to depart. But the entire seating section behind me at Mizzou Arena is full of fans clad in red in favor of the Prairie Home Lady Panthers. For South Iron, their crowd section is off to my right. Well, the student section is off to my right, and a lot of the South Iron maroon as folks making the trip from our neck of the woods, Annapolis, and the surrounding areas clad in maroon across the way from me. The officials are headed to the scorer's table. The team's getting in their final warm-ups, and we'll see what we can get going. Just keeping an eye on South Iron in the warm-ups. Not a lot of threes being taken, but the ones that are all coming from the corners. And I bring that up because the three ball didn't fall a whole lot yesterday for South Iron. In the instances it did, you were seeing screens down low on the block, and both Micken and Wilfong were floating out into the corner. So it seems like that's something they're trying to work on before this game gets underway. Watching Prairie Home warm up, there's only four individuals on the floor right now, so we're too short for Prairie Home before things get started. But just a six-person roster for Prairie Home. Ashley Twinter will start. She's the freshman. Elizabeth Fairchild, a senior. Rachel Disler, a senior. Kirsten Leonard is a senior. And Cheyenne Rohrer is a senior as well. So the teams are taking off the warm-ups. There is the warning buzzer. We are under 4 minutes away from the tip-off in the Class 1 third-place game on a J98. It'll be South Iron and Prairie Home who will take home that third-place hardware. I want to thank some of our sponsors like South Iron, R1 Schools of Annapolis, Forshee Towing and Auto Repair of Annapolis, Mills Logs and Lumber in Annapolis, Fisher Furniture in Ironton, Country Bouquet of Ironton, and Brad Wooten Auto Body of Ironton, along with Fleegs Equipment of St. Genevieve and Huntington, Unico Bank of Potosi, Deloge, and Irondale. The PA announcer just took over head, and we are officially live. It is that time. It is that time. The anticipation is mounting. The tension is building. And who will walk away as the third place team in Class 1? As they get set to bring us the national anthem at Mizzou Arena, we will step aside and return after the national anthem with starters and tip-off next on J98.
Let's check in with Big Steve at Midwest Sports Center in Farmington. And Steve, summer fun's not too far away, and summer fun starts with a trip to Midwest Sports Center.
That's right. It'll be here before you know it. We've got slingshots, spiders, motorcycles, you name it. Everything ready for summertime. And if you're out there working, we also have Toro zero-turn mowers. Great deals and a full-service department. Come on down, Midwest Sports Center, 124 Walker Road, Farmington, Missouri.
Stop on by and see Big Steve today at Midwest Sports Center in Farmington.
Oh no, my ring just broke.
Did you know you can have your jewelry repaired at Farmington Pawn? That's right, Farmington Pawn offers on-site jewelry repair with fast, friendly services and the best prices in the area. They also have a great inventory of jewelry, guns, tools, and so much more. Stop by and see Jeff or one of his helpful employees in the big blue building on Highway 32 East, Farmington.
Do you want to save more money but struggle with a good way to do it? Neura Bank wants to help you accomplish that goal. Hi, I'm Paul Hale, and our new product called Roundup Savings allows you to have any transaction made with your debit card automatically round up to the next whole dollar. The difference is transferred right into another Neura Bank account of your choosing. It's that simple, and it's just that easy to save with Neura Bank. Visit or call one of our branches in Fredericktown, Farmington, Park Hills, Deloge, or Bon Terre, or check out our website at neurabank.com to learn more. Neura Bank, member FDIC.
And it is that time. The lights have dimmed, and they are putting on a show for this third place game as they get set to announce the non-starters and starters for both sides. We will do the same for you across the J98 airwaves. The South Iron Lady Panthers set to take on the Prairie Home Panthers. So get used to just school names for this contest. Panther versus Panthers. Wait for it. And somebody made the joke. I bet the Panthers win. shame on you. Now the starting lineups for these two teams in this third place contest. We'll go ahead and run through the starters for the South Iron Lady Panthers once again. They'll be led by the freshman guard, number 12, at 5 feet 6 inches, averaging 9.2 points per game, Michaela Ayers. Number 14, the lone senior in the starting lineup, the 5'10 forward, averages 7.6 points per contest, Allie Wilfong. The 5'7 junior wearing number 15, averaging 15 points per contest, Ashley Micken. A 5'10 center, the freshman, number 24, averaging 11.7 points per contest, Jada Brooks. And rounding out the starting lineup for South Iron, the 5'7 sophomore guard, number 42, Dara Miller, averages 4.8 per contest. For Prairie Home, we'll run through the starting lineup. Number 10, the 5'5 freshman, Ashley Twinter, averages 2.6 per night. Elizabeth Fairchild is a 5'5 guard, wearing number 12. The senior averages 2 points per night. That's Elizabeth Fairchild. Number 20 is a 5'9 senior guard, averaging 23.6 per game. That's Rachel Disler. Number 40 is Kirsten Leonard, a 5'6 senior forward, averaging 2 points per game. And Cheyenne Rohrer, a 5'9 senior forward, and she averages 25.6 points per game, wearing number 44. So you have a 25-point average score and a 23-point average score for Prairie Home. So you know the bulk of the scoring is coming from those two individuals, but you can't bank on that. If you would have thought that yesterday, you had Bailey Owens for Mercer averaging 24 per game. She never broke double figures until the fourth quarter. For South Iron, if they can get their guards going a little better than yesterday, take care of the basketball, and get it down low, I think they'll have great success. South Iron will set up on the right side of the circle for a tip-off. They're in the white uniforms with maroon trim. It's maroon numerals and lettering. It says South above the numbers on the front, Iron across the bottom. Prairie Home in the black uniforms with red trim. It's white lettering outlined in black and red. Says Lady Panthers on the chest. The tip is up and won by South Iron's Jada Brooks. Jada Brooks, the freshman, using the size advantage to get South Iron started early. Here's Ayers, dribble drive, cross-court pass, catch and shoot, three ball from the near side, off the rim, the rebound comes down to South Iron. Jada Brooks, the board and the putback. South Iron up 2-0 early on. We'll see what Prairie Home can do for the first trip down the offensive end as they dribble drive into traffic on the far side of the floor. Holding the basketball is Rachel Disler, 23.6 per game. They'll try to work it inside down to the right elbow to Kirsten Leonard. She'll switch to Cheyenne Rohrer. Rohrer's shot goes up. She misses it. The rebound comes down to South Iron to Jada Brooks. She falls down, able to flip it to Ayers. Ayers into the front court to Micken on the right elbow. She'll drive. She'll kick off. Brooks can't finish right under the rim. She falls down again, as does Cheyenne Rohrer for Prairie Home. So we'll stay at 2-0. We'll go back the other way. Bringing it across the midline, Kristen Peterson for Prairie Home. She'll go with a give and go. Backs down low. South Iron able to rip it away, and it's Jada Brooks again. She's been very active in the first minute of this game. Ayers back the other way after the outlet. Into the corner. Here's a catch and shoot. Micken for three. Off the mark, and the rebound comes down to South Iron into the hands of Dara Miller. Miller is bumped from behind. Basketball goes out of bounds. Last touched by Prairie Home. So it'll be a baseline inbounds for Allie Wilfong, near side of the stanchion. She surveys the floor, comes into the left wing to Micken. Back to Wilfong, to Micken, up top to Ayers. She stands between the rings, puts up the number two with her left hand, swings it into the corner. Wilfong, catch and shoot, three ball, short of the mark, going up to get the board. And again, she is just dominating inside early. Jada Brooks with the board and the putback once again. So two offensive rebounds lead to buckets for South Iron and a 4-0 start. Prairie Home into the front court with Rachel Disler holding the basketball into the corner. Just right back to her. She'll swing to the right wing. It stops with Kristen Peterson. Peterson, the entry pass down low. Cheyenne Rohrer with a turnaround. Right-hander off the front of the rim. Down to Ayers. Ayers out on the run down the far sideline. Behind the back as she crosses the midline. Clear space, now steps back to the center circle. Passes left wing to Wilfong. The senior surveys the floor. Cross court, wing to wing to Ayers. She'll move it to the corner. It'll stop there. Surveying the floor from the corner is Dara Miller. Finds Wilfong up top. She'll send it in the near corner off the hands of Micken, out of bounds. And Micken had 10 feet of space all around her. She didn't notice the pass was coming her way. It was coming off the backside baseline. When she turned the corner, the basketball was inches away from her face. Well, the turnover gives it back to Prairie Home. 5:35 to play in the first. Into the front court they go. Kirsten Leonard in the near corner. The cross-court pass thrown to Coach Lawrence Graves. Out of bounds. South Iron basketball. 5:29 to play. And another Prairie Home turnover. South Iron with a 4-0 lead and possession of the basketball. Ayers across the midline. South Iron never led by more than three yesterday. They're up by four here early on. Wilfong trying with the entry pass to the near block. They'll kick it back out from Miller. She drives into the corner for Ayers and the three ball off back iron from the far corner. The long rebound trickles out to the near corner and pulled in by Rohrer. Prairie Home out on the run with a numbers advantage. Wilfong does a good job to get back in and get set up defensively. Prairie Home will swing it to the left wing. Pulling the trigger is Rachel Disler from downtown, and she buried it. 4-3. The triple cuts it to a one-point game. Ayers and the Lady Panthers of South Iron in the front court. Chest pass into the near corner. Two touches to Micken. Back to the left wing to Wilfong. Cross court to Ayers. Ayers never puts it on the floor, comes back to Micken. One touch, Wilfong, catch and shoot, left wing three, off the mark, rebound, tipped out. South Iron can get to the long rebound, Ayers will do so. Another opportunity for the Lady Panthers. Ayers drives through, lost the handle of the basketball. Crowd wanted a walk, they don't get it. She'll put up the right-handed runner off the window. Shot won't fall, out of bounds, last touch by Prairie Home. South Iron looks completely different today than what they did yesterday, and starting off very, very active. Just a one-point game at 4-3 in favor of South Iron. Wilfong on the baseline looking to get the basketball in right in front of traffic. Ashley Micken got great positioning on the far block. The inbounds came from the near side baseline. She split right through traffic to get the pass to Micken. She goes up. Shot doesn't fall. She'll head to the free throw line to shoot two. Ashley Micken knocks in the first on the season, an 82% free throw shooter. She gets the first. Here's the second. Up and in. All net. 6-3. South Iron out front. Prairie Home now dealing with a 2-2-1 press put on by the South Iron Panthers. A cross-court pass. Finds its intended recipient. Inside, back outside, and Allie Wilfong again from the backside. This time she comes away with a steal. Out on the run, Ashley Micken on the left wing. Overhead pass, down low, easy money inside. Jada Brooks able to finish uncontested, and that forces a Prairie Home timeout. 4:02 to play in the first. 8-3, the Lady Panthers up by five. We'll take a 30-second timeout and come back with third-place coverage of the state championship next on J98.
Having great insurance is, well, great, but knowing who will repair your auto right and quickly is just as important. That's why you should know about Brad Wooten Auto Body. With over 20 years of hands-on experience, Brad Wooten continues to set the standards of excellence. Brad Wooten Auto Body is a direct repair facility, has loaner cars available, and offers you the same factory-trained ASC and ICAR certified technicians you're accustomed to. Now, the award-winning Brad Wooten Auto Body, across from the Ozarks Regional Library in Ironton, soon to be the number one repair facility in Southeast Missouri.
8-3, South Iron out front coming out of the Prairie Home timeout. Prairie Home has the basketball. They'll go down the far sideline, breaking into the front court with a head of steam as Rachel Disler. She'll get the foul call, block on the far side. We'll have a side out. Kristen Peterson tasked with the inbound. She'll get it in quickly to Rachel Disler. She'll pass right wing into the hands of Fairchild and take it away. It hit her off of her hands, into the hands of Micken. Micken trying to go coast to coast, and she's fouled as she goes up with a left hand. She'll go back to the free throw line where she just went 2-for-2. South Iron looks hungry today. Simply, they're out, and they're not even thinking twice about yesterday. Micken at the line. Gets the first. 9-3. A substitution. Ashlyn Twinter back in. Elizabeth Fairchild heads out. Micken at the line. The second is up. Off the front, it stalls out and falls in. 10-3, South Iron up by seven. Prairie Home trying to beat this 2-2-1. It's tipped again. Will Fong comes up with a basketball again. Goes block to block to Ayers. She'll finish with the right hand. And now the turnovers being forced every time down the floor. It's like they flipped the script from yesterday. Unbelievable start. 12-3. Two passes for the Lady Panthers of Prairie Home into the front court to Cheyenne Rohrer to the near side. It stops with Kirsten Leonard. Back to Rohrer with a give and go. She can't finish. Gets her own rebound. Goes back up. She'll get the second opportunity. Makes it 12-5 with 3:10 to go in the first. Ayers across the midline into the front court. Stops just in front of the center circle. Now she'll put her head down on the hand with a, on the floor with a right-hand dribble. Shifts it over to Will Fong into the corner. They'll go back. Entry pass. And once again, down low, South Iron having great success. This time, Callie Miller gets in on the action. 14-5. The 2-2-1 put on again. Breaking the midline for Prairie Home, but being trapped is Kristen Peterson. She gets rid of the basketball. Finds Disler. They're going to go entry pass. Cheyenne Rohrer working against the triple team. She'll go over the top of it and through it and finish off the window. 14-7. Cheyenne Rohrer is going to be tough to stop inside. Michaela Ayers has South Iron in the front court. She'll bounce it into the corner. Right back to Ayers from Micken. Swings to the left side to Hannah Alexander. Back up top, Micken stands in between the circles, puts it on the floor with the right hand, drives inside, stops and pops from 12 short. The rebound tipped by South Iron, but last touched by Prairie Home trying to keep it in play. We'll have a substitution for South Iron. Callie Miller will come out. Jada Brooks back in. On the floor, you have Ayers, Wilfong, Micken, Alexander, and Brooks for South Iron. Wilfong, the baseline inbounds, comes up top to Ashley Micken. She stands at the head of the circle, moves it to Alexander on the left. Chest pass up top. They'll swing it right wing. Micken, catch and shoot. Three ball wide open, short of the mark. The rebound by Will Fong, but she goes over the back and gets called for that foul. With 2 minutes to play, South Iron with a 14-7 advantage. You have 6 points for Jada Brooks, 4 points for Ashley Micken, 2 points for Michaela Ayers on the floor. We'll see a quick substitution. Now it goes Ayers, Micken, Alexander, Brooks, and Dara Miller. Again, the 2-2-1 press for South Iron. Prairie Home will beat it. They'll go back to Rohrer. She'll drive inside. Kick out. Long two from the near side. Falls short for Kirsten Leonard. The rebound comes down to Dara Miller. South Iron out on the run. She'll dribble drive. Kick out. Ayers will step in. She'll pull up from the end of the circle. Hits off back iron. The rebound comes down to Rohrer. Prairie Home will throw it into the front court with a baseball pass. Catching it there is Rachel Disler. She'll back out center circle. Swings near side to Peterson. Now they've got it to Rohrer on the right wing, trying to use a screen to go baseline. Micken comes out and is smothering on the defensive side. They're looking for the give and go for Cheyenne Rohrer. She'll go around, she'll get the give and go, and she'll finish off the window with the left. The lead down to 5 at 14-9, and Cheyenne Rohrer up to 6 points, 3 rebounds. McKay Layers to Alexander on the left wing. Into the near corner, Dara Miller back up top to Ayers. Ayers moves it to the far corner to Micken. Micken holds a basketball, never puts it on the floor to Alexander up top. They'll swing left wing, cross-court pass back to Micken, catch and shoot, three balls short of the mark. And trying to get the board is Prairie Home. They'll track it down through three South Iron Panthers. Rachel Disler has it. She'll bring it into the front court on her own. The left-hand dribble, she'll put her head down, drives inside, goes right to Micken, and a block called as Disler tried to drive from the wing baseline. And that foul will be charged to Michaela Ayers. That is the first on Ayers. Three fouls on South Iron as a team. And Ayers comes away with a steal. It's one-on-one back the other way. Can she beat Disler? She'll stop and pop right in her face. She hits it off back iron. The rebound comes down to Brooks. Brooks can't finish. She'll get another board. Now into the hands of Alexander and a tie-up arrow will come into play for the first time. And it'll be Prairie Home basketball with 27.4 seconds left. Prairie Home will have to go the length of the floor. They'll get it into Peterson, to Disler, back to Peterson. She'll have to go against the 2-2-1 press. She'll lob it over the double team, gets it down low. Cheyenne Rohrer with the left hand, can't finish, left it strong. The rebound tipped out. Ayers has a one-on-two. Now Alexander comes in to balance things out. Ayers will go all on her own with the right hand. And Michaela Ayers on the dribble drive game. You'd be hard-pressed to find a freshman in Missouri that's better than she is. Here's a lob into the front court, trying to just get the final shot off, and turned into a pass to South Iron. And the Lady Panthers, after one, lead it 16-9. Over Prairie Home. We'll be back in a minute for second quarter coverage for the Class 1 third place game from Mizzou Arena on J98.
Want to update your furniture but don't know where to start? Start at Fisher Furniture in Ironton. We have what you need to get started. The best American-made furniture, room planners, and ideas. From contemporary to classic, rustic to transitional, put a name to the look you love. And with no interest financing, you can get the furniture you want for any budget. And we don't stop there. Get the quality appliances, televisions, and mattresses you've been looking for here at Fisher Furniture, Highway 21 in Ironton.
Mills Log and Lumber in Annapolis is proud of their community, which is why they proudly support all community events and the local schools. Mills Log and Lumber would like to take this time to wish the South Iron Panthers sports teams good luck this season, along with all the students. To be a good athlete, you need to show good sportsmanship both on and off the court. Mills Log and Lumber wishes all the South Iron Panthers athletes and students a successful year. That's Mills Log and Lumber in Annapolis. Go Panthers!
KTJJ, Farmington, Festus, Crystal City, St. Genevieve. J98 The Boot.
16-9 after the first quarter in favor of South Iron over Prairie Home, the Class 1 third place game from Mizzou Arena. Coming into the second quarter, South Iron has the basketball, working quickly. Driving inside is Ayers. She can't finish with the right hand, but cleaning up the glass again, Jada Brooks. She cannot be stopped inside. She has 8 points, five rebounds, 8 minutes, 20 seconds into this game. Prairie Home trying to get out in front of the 2-2-1 press. They've got it down low. Cheyenne Rohrer trying to be defended by Ayers. Ayers comes up with good defense. Rohrer can't finish at the 10. She gets her own board. Can't finish again. This time the rebound trickles out to the perimeter to her. She'll take it out, kick it over to the top of the circle, and a three ball won't fall either for Prairie Home. The rebound to Dara Miller. Out on the run are the Lady Panthers. Dara drives, kicks, right wing, catch and shoot, three ball. Ashley Micken off the mark. The rebound to Cheyenne Rohrer. She's up to four rebounds. She'll bring it up across the timeline. Stops at the top of the circle. Hands it off to Peterson. Into the near corner, just inside the perimeter. Trapped with a double team is Ashlyn Twinter. She'll get rid of it to Peterson. On the right wing with a three ball. Tried to go off window. The rebound comes out to Rohrer. Rohrer tries to fling it back into play. And Ayers comes away with it. It's a one-on-one. Michaela Ayers. Now Ashley Micken there to help out. Ayers will go off window. Left hand. Can't finish. Jada Brooks, you've got to be kidding me. Another one. Another one. Jada Brooks, an offensive rebound and a putback. 10 points, 7 rebounds. Jada Brooks, the freshman, is taking over this game, forcing the Prairie Home timeout with 6:39 to play in the first half. 20-9 in favor of South Iron. Back in 1 minute on J98.
Midwest Sports Center in Farmington. And JR, I understand you have a special offer for the folks right now dealing with street bikes.
That's right, I sure do. I've got a bunch of street bikes in stock. Everything's on sale. We're making crazy deals on them right now.
Folks need to come by and take advantage of these great offers, don't they?
They sure do. Come see JR at Midwest Sports Center. Phone number is 573-756-7975.
Stop by and see JR today at Midwest Sports Center, Highway 67, Farmington.
Family-owned and operated Forshee Auto Repair. Towing and detailing in Annapolis offers 24-hour towing. When you break down, it doesn't matter what time of the day or night it is. Forshee Auto Repair, Towing and Detailing is ready to help at unbeatable prices. The Auto Repair Garage is open 8 to 5, Monday through Friday. Forshee Auto Repair, Towing and Detailing is proud to be a part of the community they serve. That's Forshee Auto Repair, Towing and Detailing at 573-598-3409. That's 598-3409.
Back in after that Prairie Home timeout with 6:33 to play. The inbounds comes in for Prairie Home, and it's knocked right back out of bounds off the shoe of one of the Lady Panthers of Prairie Home. South Iron gets the basketball back up by 11, their largest lead so far. Inside, back outside, trying to collapse the defense. They've got Micken on the left wing. She'll take it inside with the right hand, tries to go off the window. Can't finish, left it a little bit short, kind of hit the underside of the rim. The rebound comes down to Cheyenne Rohrer. She'll stop and pop in transition with a three ball. It rattles out. It did everything but fall. The rebound into the hands of Michaela Ayers. Back the other way with a head of steam. She'll cross over, drives inside, and gets fouled on her way through. With 6:02 to play in quarter number two, it will be the third team foul on Prairie Home, three team fouls on South Iron as well, and Michaela Ayers will be going to the free throw line. Ayers, 4 points in the game so far, five rebounds for the point guard for South Iron. And looks like one of the Prairie Home players is going to leave the floor in a lot of pain. She had to be helped off the floor. It looks like she's holding her head but was limping off of the floor as well. And that's big for Prairie Home. That is their whole bench. Ayers off right on the free throw. It was Kristen Peterson that left, and she looks like she is in pain. Ayers at the line. Lane violation on Michaela Ayers. Don't see that often. She missed regardless. So now for Prairie Home, without Kristen Peterson, they only have five players, and they're all on the floor. No substitutions unless she can come back. So that puts Twinter, Fairchild, Disler, Leonard, and Rohrer on the floor. And here's Rohrer trying to throw it up top, and Michaela Ayers comes away with another steal. She's out on the run. She's going to step back, goes baseline, kicks out Wilfong on the right wing, trying to get it inside, and this one tipped away and into the hands of Kirsten Leonard, who walked with the basketball, trying to bring it back up the floor. She was all by herself and got called for the walk. South Iron gets it right back. We'll have a baseline inbounds. Looks like Micken will be the inbounder. Nobody guarding the inbound. Into the near corner to Wilfong. Right back to Micken. She steps in from the baseline to the block, tries to finish. She can't. Gets her own rebound. Goes right back up off the window, and another offensive rebound and put back for South Iron. Up 22-9. Their largest lead at 13, and it continues to grow. Rohrer coming down the near sideline, stepped out of bounds as she came across right in front of our broadcast setup. And Ashley Micken's the one that pointed it out. Wilfong will have the side inbounds, and South Iron up 22-9. The senior Wilfong is loving this right now. It's South Iron in the driver's seat. She'll throw it in the backcourt to Michaela Ayers. Ayers across the midline. She'll move it to Micken, back to Ayers just to reset the dribble. Puts up the number two on the left hand. Last time they were looking for the three ball on the two. We'll see if it's the same play. It came into the corner. Now they're going to try to throw with the entry pass from the head of the circle down inside. And a foul on the loose ball. It will give it back to Prairie Home. And the foul will be charged to Ashley Micken. And for Micken, that is her first and the fourth on the team. And again, the 2-2-1. The press is on for South Iron. It's worked most of the contest. This time, it looks like Prairie Home's got it beat. They had Ashlyn Twinter behind everybody. And Cheyenne Rohrer realized it and fired a pass 50 feet down the floor, right on the money. South Iron back the other way with Hannah Alexander. Stop and pop with the left. The rebound trickles out. Cheyenne Rohrer, it's a one-on-one. Wilfong running back trying to get set up. Alexander pokes it away from behind, then falls down and takes out Cheyenne Rohrer. And she'll get called for the foul. She had the steal clean if she could have stayed on her feet. But Rohrer realized that Alexander was coming with a head of steam and basically just stopped her momentum and let her collide right into her. So it'll go baseline inbounds, far side of the stanchion. In from Disler to Rohrer, back to Disler. She'll bring it to the top of the circle. Moves it to the left wing, right back to her. She'll pull up from NBA range. It rattles out. The rebound comes right into the hands of Jada Brooks. And Jada Brooks, 10 points and 7 rebounds already. Michaela Ayers in the front court to the left wing to Micken. Micken with a jab step. Now she'll put it on the floor with the right hand. Lobs to the corner. Wilfong catches it there. She'll go cross court back to Micken. They stretch the defense. They fell for it. And Micken splash from the left wing. 25-11. The largest lead at 14 for South Iron. Still 4 minutes to play in the second quarter. They are having a ball today. Can Prairie Home right the ship and make a run? They drive inside, and again, stolen away, out in the front to Alexander, all by herself. Ayers with the assist, Alexander with the finish. The largest lead continues to grow every trip down the floor. 27-11, the Lady Panthers of South Iron out front. Prairie Home tries to answer. Rohrer coming down the near sideline. It's poked away by Micken, out of bounds. And you're starting to see a defeated facial expression, or a frustrated, rather, from the post players for Prairie Home. And that could be from things not going their way and exhaustion mounting on top of that. Baseline inbounds for Prairie Home, comes up top to Rohrer. She's got it with the right hand, reverses course, comes back to the near side, picks up the dribble, fires to the left to Twinter. Twinter with a long two, can't finish, but there for the rebound and put back is Kirsten Leonard, the 5'6 senior forward. Makes it 27-13. Just over 3 minutes to play in the second quarter. Dara Miller backs down her defender. 5 feet from the top of the key. Back to Will Fong to Micken. Micken pump fakes. Defender bite. She'll drive inside. Puts it up. Tries to get the foul call. Doesn't get it. Rohrer there for the rebound. South Iron gets back quickly on the defensive end. No press put on this time. They've sagged off a little bit. And now Rohrer pulls up as soon as the defense sags off. She left the three ball short. Will Fong with the board. She'll leave it in the backcourt for Micken. Micken trying to work past Rohrer. She'll do so to get into the front court. Over to Will Fong, back to Micken. Left wing, Dara Miller puts it on the floor, drives in with a left hand. She's blocked from the backside by Cheyenne Rohrer. Miller tried to keep it in play, unable to do so. And Cheyenne Rohrer comes through with a LeBron James chase down block to save an easy left-handed layup. Prairie Home with a baseline inbounds, left to go the length of the floor. Already into the front court, and a foul called on Will Fong, trying to reach in from the backside. As soon as she tried to reach, that's when Disler went for the crossover. Still on the bench is Kristen Peterson for Prairie Home. She has yet to get up. She's been sitting ever since she collided with Will Fong on the other end of the floor. So the far sideline inbounds for Disler. Comes in right back to Disler. They'll move it into the near corner for Kirsten Leonard. Now to the free throw line. Twinner to the left wing and burying a deep, deep, deep three on that one was Rachel Disler. She pulled up from 22 on that one. No problem. The lead down to 11. Dara Miller for South Iron drives inside, kicks out. Here is Micken for three from the corner. She got it. 30-16 and South Iron way out front. 2 minutes to play in quarter number two. A bounce pass weakly in the backcourt, and Prairie Home up to six, and just now crossing midcourt, avoiding the violation. Driving into the near corner is Disler. She'll dribble it up to the top of the key, now backs out to midcourt, down the far sideline. She'll continue to backpedal. Passes overhead to the near side. Now they'll go entry pass. Cheyenne Rohrer off the window. She can't finish. Gets her own rebound. She'll try to go up again. This time she'll be fouled. Shot won't fall. And she'll head to the free throw line. South Iron shooting 35% in this first half so far. But shooting 57% from three. The free throw swirls all the way around the rim and goes in for Rohrer. With 1:33 left in the first half. One more free throw to come. It is 30-17. And will stay that way as she misses the second free throw. And the rebound comes down to Callie Miller. She'll leave it in the backcourt for Ashley Micken. Weaving her way through traffic. Screen set. Micken uses it. Goes block to block. Alexander with a left hand. Beautiful basketball. Screen set by Callie Miller. Micken uses it to go to the right wing. Drives inside. Block to block after the defender rotates over to help on Micken. And Alexander, uncontested bucket. Two passes for Prairie Home. They'll go back the other way with a whole head of steam in a very, very nice play for Cheyenne Rohrer. Has to go through a double team to finish with a right hand off the window. This time she gets the make. Can she convert the and one opportunity as she was fouled? It was the eighth team foul for South Iron. Three team fouls against Prairie Home and a timeout called by Lawrence Graves for South Iron with 1 minute, 8 seconds left in the first half. We'll thank some of our sponsors for helping us broadcast this game, like Missouri Alliance Mutual of St. Genevieve and Perryville, New Era Bank in Farmington, State Farm agent Eric Schweiss of Farmington, along with Kohl's Tractor and Equipment in Farmington, and Mineral Area College in Park Hills. South Iron is shooting wonderfully compared to what they were yesterday, but the big story, the big improvement, the adjustment has been ball security. 18 turnovers yesterday, and they've remembered it, they've acknowledged it, they've done something about it. We'll see if they can maintain this kind of play throughout. 108 left in the first half. Cheyenne Rohrer, another free throw to come. It's up, and it's in. Makes it 32-20. South Iron up by 12. With 1 minute, 8 seconds left, it's Michaela Ayers, Ashley Micken, Hannah Alexander, Jada Brooks, Dara Miller for South Iron. Ashlyn Twinner, Elizabeth Fairchild, Rachel Disler, Kirsten Leonard, Cheyenne Rohrer for Prairie Home. Ayers has South Iron in the front court. She'll pass to Dara Miller. Trying to go inside to Jada Brooks. Back to Ayers. Ayers will drive inside. Defender tries to set a screen. Doesn't get the call. The shot falls short. And the rebound goes out of bounds. Last touch by South Iron. 48 seconds left. And South Iron up 12. Berry Home trying for a strong finish. A 9-point first quarter. They're up to an 11-point second quarter. Down to 40 and counting. Disler has it in the center circle on the Mischa logo. Skip pass left wing to Twinner. She'll bounce it back up top to Disler. She'll drive inside with the left hand. Gets the foul call. The foul comes in on the left elbow. It'll be a 1-1 with 28.8 left. That being foul number 9 on South Iron. And at the free throw line, trying to chip away at this deficit. Knocking in the front end is Rachel Disler. A 78% shooter on the season at the line. As a team, Prairie Home shoots 70%. They have one shooter that shoots 14%. So across the board, they do a pretty solid job at the charity stripe. Disler trying to make it a 10-point game. Can't do so off the back iron. The long rebound out to Ayers. 25 seconds left in the first half. South Iron looking to stretch the lead back out. Up by 11 at 32-21. Ayers in the front court. Heels just inches away from the midline. She'll cross over to give herself some space. Clock down to 10. If they're going to work, they've got to do it now. Ayers drives to the top of the circle. Through traffic. Inside and called for the charge on her way through. They got her that time. It was going to happen eventually. She's driven in very, very aggressively all first half. This time, Prairie Home baits her into the charge. We'll see if they can acknowledge that in the second half, and Ayers can start kicking that basketball out. Here's Cheyenne Rohrer trying to get into the front court. No shot will get off. South Iron into the passing lane, tipping that one. And the Lady Panthers of South Iron up by 11, going into the halftime break. 32-21 is our score. South Iron back-to-back 16-point quarters. And they finish. We'll be back in 2 minutes for some of our halftime stats next on G98.
You are not one who simply follows the herd. For you, a tractor is a functional tool, not just a color of paint. At Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, we invite you to compare before you buy. Heck, we encourage you. Don't pay those franchise fees. LS, the major brand maker, offers a 5-year warranty, the best on the market. Compare the LS tractor to other brands. We know you will find more standard features, including the R4 industrial tire, quick attach loader, skid steer quick attach bucket, dual hydraulic remotes, and much more. Simply put, get more features, the best quality, and the best warranty with lower prices. We know you'll find yourself saving thousands below other major brands. Come see us at Kohl's Tractor and Equipment today, 1 mile east of Farmington on Highway 32. Give us a call at 573-756-4353. You are not one who simply follows the herd. For you, a tractor is a functional tool, not just a color of paint.
Kohl's Tractor and Equipment. Don't just follow the herd, lead the herd.
Do you like riddles? How about this one? What kind of window is neither made of glass nor wood, is short, not tall, and once open and then closed, may not open again? If you said the window of opportunity, you're correct. That window is yours right now with the low fixed mortgage rates New Era Bank is currently offering. So even if you didn't get the riddle, you can still use the window by calling New Era today and start saving money with a New Era Bank home loan. New Era Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Spring is almost here, and nowhere else is that more true than at the Country Bouquet in Ironton. Come in and see what's new. The gift shop is filled with beautiful arrangements, willow tree merchandise, purses, scarves, and jewelry. Country Bouquet in Ironton offers all the neat, unique items that makes gift giving a pleasure. The Country Bouquet, just up the street from the courthouse in downtown Ironton.
South Iron Lady Panthers in the driver's seat in the Class 1 third place game from Mizzou Arena on J98. The halftime score is 32-21 with South Iron on top over Prairie Home. Some of the numbers to look at, one of them that really jumps out to me. Yesterday, South Iron had only 4 assists in the entire basketball game. They've got 4 from Hannah Alexander and Dara Miller today, not counting everyone else. So not only is South Iron passing the ball better today, taking care of the ball much, much better today. The shooting, the 3-point shooting started off pretty well. It's kind of tapered off in the latter half of the second quarter. 2 of 11 from outside in the first, 13 of 36 overall, and 4 of 5 at the free throw line, and out-rebounding Prairie Home 25 to 17. And Jada Brooks has just been dominant inside. She has 10 points at the break, 7 rebounds, but leading in scoring for South Iron is Ashley Micken with 12. We'll run through some of the detailed numbers. It is 12 for Ashley Micken, 10 for Jada Brooks. Hannah Alexander and Michaela Ayers both with 4 points, and Callie Miller has scored 2 points. Cheyenne Rohrer, the only Prairie Home Lady Panther in double figures, she has 10. Rachel Disler has 7, and you have 2 from Ashlyn Twinner and 2 from Kirsten Leonard. Both teams at 6 assists, but for South Iron, that's much improved as compared to yesterday when they only had 4 throughout the entire contest. So right now sitting at 25 rebounds and 6 assists. And for Prairie Home, just 17 total rebounds so far. The shooting percentages go 36% in the first half for South Iron, 36% for Prairie Home. It was 8 of 22 for Prairie Home, 13 of 36 for South Iron. And a lot of those are tip-ins, putbacks, and such. And for South Iron, just getting that amount of shots off, just extraordinary, and reflecting a similar shot percentage, not too bad either. An 11-point advantage with 5:40 left in the halftime pause. We'll be back in 2 minutes to set the stage for the second half on J98.
Having great insurance is, well, great, but knowing who will repair your auto right and quickly is just as important. That's why you should know about Brad Wooten Auto Body. With over 20 years of hands-on experience, Brad Wooten continues to set the standards of excellence. Brad Wooten Auto Body is a direct repair facility, has loaner cars available, and offers you the same factory-trained ASC and ICAR certified technicians you're accustomed to. Now, the award-winning Brad Wooten Auto Body, across from the Ozarks Regional Library in Ironton, soon to be the number one repair facility in Southeast Missouri.
The choice of an insurance company is an important one. You want someone to provide you with the best policy, with the best price, and the best service a company possibly can. Welcome home to Missouri Alliance Mutual Insurance Company. Hi, I'm Kim Fisher.
And I'm Chris Schamberg. Missouri Alliance Mutual Insurance Company provides you with the best policy, the best price, and the best service we possibly can.
We are and will continue to be a hometown company with hometown values, servicing insurance needs in Perry County, St. Genevieve County, and in the surrounding areas.
You're at home with Missouri Alliance Mutual Insurance Company. Call our offices today in Perryville at 573-547-6633 or in St. Genevieve at 883-3520 or online at moalliance.ins.com.
Dan Tinsley, what is happening at Blackwell Motors in Bon Terre today?
Well, like every day, we're selling cars. I tell you what, it's been an absolutely great month. January was great. February, we broke all records that we'd ever had. And March is going to be just like that. Folks, we keep moving on here at Blackwell Motors. We just sell a lot of cars. I've been here 17 years. I wouldn't think about selling cars anywhere else but here. You can get cash discounts. We have giveaways all the time. We've got Glenn Templeton tickets. That's going to be April 15th at Helen Fitzgerald's. Come see us. Get you a ticket. Go see Glenn Templeton.
Blackwell Motors, customer care beyond compare at Blackwell Motors.
It's a big wide world out there, and to compete in the job market, education is key. But how to get started? Come see us and check out mineralarea.edu. With personal counseling, financial aid options, advising, and tutoring, we'll help you achieve success in your classes and offer opportunities for career planning and placement. Expand your mind, your skills, and your paycheck. Because Mineral Area has got to be your next step.
Mills Log and Lumber in Annapolis is proud of their community, which is why they proudly support all community events and the local schools. Mills Log and Lumber would like to take this time to wish the South Iron Panthers sports teams good luck this season, along with all the students. To be a good athlete, you need to show good sportsmanship both on and off the court. Mills Log and Lumber wishes all the South Iron Panthers athletes and students a successful year. That's Mills Log and Lumber in Annapolis. Go Panthers!
About that time to start the second half of play between South Iron and Prairie Home, Class 1 third place game from Mizzou Arena on J98. 32-21, the South Iron Lady Panthers on top of Prairie Home. Both teams, the Lady Panthers, an 11-point edge. And you look inside some of the numbers, look further into the rebounding margin. 11 offensive rebounds for South Iron all in that first half. They matched that to 17 total for Prairie Home, 25 total for South Iron. The turnover margin, just 5 turnovers compared to 18 in the game yesterday. At the half yesterday, South Iron had turned the basketball over 10 times, just 5 in the first half today. Meanwhile, they forced 12 Prairie Home turnovers and really got out on the run. Prairie Home did have one of their players go down to injury in the first half. We'll have to keep an eye on that. She is down warming up. That is Kristen Peterson, the 5'7 junior guard for Prairie Home. She went down in a collision with Allie Wilfong and Jada Brooks and sat out much of that first half of play. And for Prairie Home, they need all the bodies they can get. They only go 6 deep, and having anybody out turns things very, very difficult for Prairie Home. They put up 9 points in the first quarter, then followed it up with 12 in the second quarter for South Iron. Back-to-back 16-point quarters in the first and second to get out to a 32-21 lead. So South Iron winning on the rebounding margin. Winning in ball security. Winning in shots attempted. So everything tipping in the balance of South Iron. An 11-point advantage going into the second half. They are in the driver's seat. Let's see if they can put together a performance like they did in that first half on the season. South Iron is a team that averages 55 points per game, on pace for 64. For Prairie Home, they're a team that averages 63 points. They're on pace for 42. So South Iron kind of flipping the script on Prairie Home. As we go into the second half of Prairie Home goes right to left as we describe the flow of the game to you. Disler for the Prairie Home Lady Panthers takes it to the right wing, then comes up top to Cheyenne Rohrer. Back to Disler, 5 feet off the right wing, trying to work past Wilfong. She'll move it into the far corner, right back to Disler, trying to go inside. Rohrer with her back to the basket as it poked away by Ashley Micken. Now bodies on the deck. Rohrer somehow gets it back, kicks it to Disler. Right wing, catch and shoot, 3-ball buckets. Rachel Disler makes it a single-digit margin down to 9. Can South Iron respond? A turnover in transition. Cheyenne Rohrer takes it away from Wilfong. Wilfong comes up with good defense, takes it back away from her. Dara Miller tracks down the loose basketball. She'll bring it across the midline, fires into the front court to Micken. Back to Miller. She'll pull up at the right elbow. Jump pass, left side for Michaela Ayers, who pulls up from 15. The jumper is good. With 7 minutes to go in the third, 34-24, it's a 10-point game in favor of South Iron. Moving into the front court for Prairie Home is Ashlyn Twinner. She'll swap out at the head of the circle with Rohrer, goes back to the far side to Twinter. Twinter takes it to the far corner, picks up her dribble, tries to bounce it with the entry pass, taken away by Jada Brooks. Jada Brooks leaves it in the back court for Michaela. The point guard for South Iron into the front court, passes to Dara Miller on the right wing, steps inside the perimeter. Cross-court pass, Allie Wilfong for 3, off the mark, into the hands of Cheyenne Rohrer for Prairie Home. 6.5 to go in the third, 34-24. Prairie Home trying to trim this lead down. A deep three from the far side, rotating off of a screen for Twinter. She was off the mark. It goes out of bounds on the near side. The long rebound shot out of bounds too quick for anybody to track down. It'll be South Iron basketball. Wilfong bounces it into the backcourt to Michaela Ayers. Back to Wilfong. Now a press put on by Prairie Home. Wilfong beats it with a pass into the front court. Cheyenne Rohrer knocks the basketball away from Dara Miller as soon as she caught it. Out of bounds. Back to South Iron. We'll have the far sideline inbounds already in the front court. Wilfong, the inbounder, throws it cross court to Micken. Micken on the right wing, goes back across to Dara Miller. Miller thought about the 3-ball instead, splits the double, tries to go off the window, hits it off the backboard, and it shoots down to Ashlyn Twinter. Twinter leaves it back in the back court for Disler. She'll bring it into the front on the left wing, a crossover. She'll reverse course, tries to use the screen. Ayers goes under it, Micken there to help her out. Reversing course is Disler, driving in from the near side along the baseline. puts up the left-handed shot and is fouled in the process. I believe it was Jada Brooks. We'll see if they actually charge Brooks with it. The foul is on Jada Brooks. And that will send Dissler to the free throw line. It is the first foul on Jada Brooks, the first foul of the second half on either side. The free throw for the lefty. Left it strong. And now Kirsten Peterson will come back into this game. Good sign for Prairie Home. Gotta love that. Don't want her to have to watch an event like this. Dissler with a second free throw. It's up and in. Makes it a little bit closer. 34 for South Iron, 25 for Prairie Home. The press being put on. Ayers tries to bounce through it. The ball knocked away by Cheyenne Rohr. It's on the floor. Jada Brooks has it, and a tie-up will be called. South Iron basketball, but the press is working. And now Coach Lawrence Gray is talking to the official on the far side of the floor. Can't hear the conversation, but the way it looks, you get a pretty good idea. Here's the inbounds to Micken, near corner for the three on the inbounds play. Everybody was sleeping on Ashley Micken. They heard the sound of her cutting the nets as it went through from downtown. 37-25, the lead back up to 12. Here's Peterson. And she tries a cross-court pass. Wilfong gets a hand on it but couldn't corral it. And it caroms off of Wilfong out of bounds on the near sideline. And the basketball trickles all the way down to the far end of the floor. So I'll have to track that back down before we get underway. So I'll thank a few of our sponsors like South Iron, R1 School, Forshee Towing and Auto Repair of Annapolis, Mills Logs and Lumber in Annapolis, along with Fisher Furniture and Country Bouquet, both of Ironton. Rachel Dissler and Prairie Home into the front court. Dissler backs out, puts her heels on the Mitchell logo. Holds up the number four with her right hand, now calls for a screen, throws it to Twinner in front of the Prairie Home bench on the far side of the floor. The entry pass to Cheyenne Rohr with the left hand, too strong off the back iron. She can't get the second shot to fall. She gets her own rebound, and this time the miss comes down to Michaela Ayers in South Iron with a 12-point advantage. Into the front court goes Ayers. Backs down Rohrer, now spins away and clears out. Stands between the rings with a right-hand dribble. Looks left, looks right, now bounces right wing to Dara Miller. Up and over the top, the entry pass has it down low for Jada Brooks, and Brooks gets the tie-up called against her. She tries to go up with the right hand. Cheyenne Rohrer got her hand clean over the top and forced that tie-up with 4:32. Third quarter action, 37-25, South Iron. Prairie Home trying to make it a 10-point game as Rohrer goes through the lane with the right hand, and she'll do so. Soft touch that time through traffic and just floated it up with the right hand. 37-27, Ayers and South Iron in the backcourt. Has to split through the press once again. Jada Brooks has it ripped away from her as the ball squirts through. Dissler back the other way for Prairie Home. Baseline with a left hand, and she'll get it to fall. It's down to an 8-point game, 37-29, with 4 minutes left in the third. Allie Wilfong to Ayers in the backcourt, trying to work against the Prairie Home press. They'll beat it this time to the left wing to Micken. Micken lost the basketball, got it back. Jump pass to Dara Miller. Miller from the near block goes up and is fouled. Shot won't fall. Dara Miller will head to the free throw line. And on the season, Dara is a 54% free throw shooter, 26 of 48 during the regular season. 3:45 is where the clock sits in quarter number three. Free throws up and short. The best she can do is make it a 9-point game with the next one. Prairie Home making a push. The second free throw for Dara is up and in. A little deeper knee bend that time. Substitutions. Jada Brooks comes out. Callie Miller in. Hannah Alexander comes on the floor in favor of Dara Miller. So Alexander, Ayers, Micken, Wilfong. And now Callie Miller. Here's Cheyenne Rohrer trying to go right at Callie Miller. As soon as she comes into the game, will do so. Miller has to get out of the way. She was trapped under the basket and couldn't get in position. Here's Ayers trying to outrun everybody. Crossover through the lane. Off the window. Gets the roll. Michaela Ayers, you've got to be kidding me. She's just a freshman and plays above her average, just beyond her years, above her average all through the postseason. A player that comes in averaging 9 points per game. She's up to 8 now. And she's likely going to eclipse that. Rachel Dissler for Prairie Home loses the basketball. She goes across the baseline trying to weave her way through the traffic. She'll get it back. Cross court. trying to get it over to Twinter. Twinter just puts up a right-handed contested shot, and it fell. 40-33. It's down to a seven-point game. Ayers into the front court. Lobs a pass over the top of the defender to Micken. Micken on the right wing. Steps into a three ball. Yes! Ashley Micken puts South Iron back up by 10. 43-33. Under 3 minutes to go in the third. The three ball comes into a factor for South Iron. The lead back to 10. Peterson and Prairie Home with a stop and pop on the other end. The shot goes off the window. Never touched the rim. Hannah Alexander comes away with it. Lost the basketball. Able to corral it with a high dribble. Knocked out of bounds by Cheyenne Rohrer. And Alexander hits the deck hard. As does Ashlyn Twinter. And Alexander holding her right knee. And still down. 2 minutes, 21 seconds on the third quarter clock. It is a 10-point advantage, 43-33 is the score in favor of South Iron. Prairie Home was able to trim it down to 7 just moments ago. And a big three from Ashley Micken on the right wing. The defender just sagged off. She stepped into the three ball and knocked it in to push it back to 10. And after Prairie Home missed on the other end of the floor, coming back up, Hannah Alexander was kind of out of control dribbling the basketball and got sandwiched between two Prairie Home Lady Panthers, and she remains down at the moment on the far side of the floor, and head coach Lawrence Graves is out to check on her, and that is our pause in the action at the moment. 43-33, South Iron in the driver's seat. The rebounding margin starting to close a little bit. Now 28-22. 40% shooting for South Iron, 42% currently for Prairie Home. Both teams shooting right around 30% from outside. And Ann Alexander definitely favoring that right knee quite a bit. We'll go ahead and step aside briefly as they tend to Hannah Alexander on the floor at Mizzou Arena, and we shall return as the game gets back underway. Well, beg your pardon. They're going to pull her up off the floor, and they're going to have to help her off of the floor, and it does not look promising as she is heavily favoring that right knee. Has not put weight on it whatsoever. Hannah Alexander, a 5'4 junior guard for South Iron, so let's hope she's all right. Seen two players go down in this game, one on either side. Peterson for Prairie Home able to come back. We'll hope the same for Hannah Alexander. We'll get back underway. And quickly inside to Jada Brooks. Tries to go block to block to Dara Miller, and it's poked away. And Prairie Home has it with just over 2 minutes to play in the third quarter. Disler from the right wing drives inside and gets a foul call as she goes by. I believe it's going to be on Ashley Micken. And no, it's going to go on Ayers. And that's three on Ayers now, three on Wilfong. So something to keep an eye on the inbounds. Bodies hit the floor for Prairie Home. Does not stop Cheyenne Rohrer. She's going to go right to the far block, up and over the defender with a right hand and finish. Lead back down to 8, 43-35. South Iron cross-court pass to Michaela Ayers from Wilfong. Ayers into the front court. Now bounces to Wilfong. Into the corner. Micken catch and shoot. Three ball off the mark. The rebound into the hands of Rachel Disler for Prairie Home. The lead down to 8 for South Iron. 43-35. Disler on the left wing. Dribbles to the top. Will stop and pull up from 3, and she got it. 43-38. It's down to a 5-point game. The press is on for Prairie Home. Ayers into the front court to Micken. Micken with a crossover. Gets the block call. And now she is down holding her left arm. And she'll get back up pretty quickly. Doesn't look like she's favoring anything. 43-38. It was 32-21 at the break. 17-point quarter so far for Prairie Home. Wilfong with a baseline inbounds on the near side of the basket to the right wing to Ayers. She'll go in through traffic. Tries to go off window. Gets the contact. No call comes in. Ayers finishes off the window. Dead center of the square. 45-38. Peterson for Prairie Home down the far sideline. Lobs to the right elbow to Cheyenne Rohrer. Rohrer has it knocked away by Jada Brooks. Brooks flips it back to Michaela Ayers. What a play. Brooks has been everywhere. Ayers trying to drive through. Stops from 3 feet. Goes off window. Too strong. And the rebound comes down to Peterson. Inside of a minute to go in the third. She'll throw into the front court. Cheyenne Rohrer puts it on the floor with the right hand. Puts her head down and tries to drive through. And a foul will be called on the far side of the floor. And that will be the third foul on South Iron in the second half with 48.4 seconds. South Iron up 45-38. They've led by as much as 13. And right now it's trimmed down to 7. Prairie Home gets it in. Cheyenne Rohrer with the left hand off window again and able to finish. She's tough to stop inside and back to a 5-point game at 45-40. Ashley Micken to Will Fong to beat the timeline and break the press. Al Micken calls for help. Dara Miller will come and take the basketball. Will Fong comes out to midcourt. And she puts up the pinky and the index finger and says horns. Miller backs out to midcourt at the Misha logo. Bounce pass to Micken. Back up top to Miller. Down to 12 on the clock. Miller puts it on the floor with the left hand. Drives inside. She goes all the way to the lane. Gets blocked. Peterson comes away with it. She throws it into the front court. Cheyenne Rohrer out on the run. And she'll go off the window and in right before the buzzer. It's a 3-point game now going into the fourth quarter. Prairie Home turns it on in the third, 45-42. South Iron has led so far this entire contest. But here comes Prairie Home. We'll start the fourth quarter in 30 seconds on J98.
Spring is almost here, and nowhere else is that more true than at the Country Bouquet in Ironton. Come in and see what's new. The gift shop is filled with beautiful arrangements, willow tree merchandise, purses, scarves, and jewelry. Country Bouquet in Ironton offers all the neat, unique items that makes gift giving a pleasure. The Country Bouquet, just up the street from the courthouse in downtown Ironton.
Eight minutes of regulation is all that remains in the Class 1 girls basketball third place game. After two quarters, it was 32-21. South Iron was up by 11. Prairie Home, a monstrous third quarter. In the third quarter, they matched their scoring total from the first and the second combined, outscoring South Iron by 8 in the third. It's a 3-point game, 45-42, and Prairie Home opens the fourth quarter with a basketball. Rachel Disler to the right wing. Dara Miller and Ayers try to close out. They'll swing it over to the left side. A good look. They've got it down low. Cheyenne Rohrer turn around and gets it to go. A 1-point game, 45-44. South Iron had led by as much as 13, and that lead has evaporated. Micken through the lane and gets lit up as she goes through. The screen was set, or the charge was ready to be taken, I should say, by Rachel Disler. Coming from the backside was Cheyenne Rohrer that ran over the top of Micken and kind of threw off her teammate's plan. And they call it in the act of shooting, so Micken will go to the free throw line, and Micken by far the best free throw shooter on the floor at 82% and gets the first. 7 minutes and 33 seconds left in the contest. We're in regulation. Second free throw. She gets them both. 47-44, back to a 3-point game. The 2-2-1 back on for South Iron. Ayers and Micken trying to force the turnover. Ayers nearly gets called for the foul as Cheyenne Rohrer goes through the lane. Jada Brooks will be called for the block, and Cheyenne Rohrer will go to the free throw line with her team down by 3. And on the season, a 70% free throw shooter. During the regular season, 120 for 171. And definitely enough of a sample size to trust that percentage for Cheyenne Rohrer. She has been fantastic so far, 22 points, 11 rebounds, and she is the leading scorer in this contest. Leading the way for South Iron is Ashley Micken as Rohrer gets that first free throw to fall. A 2-point game. You can feel the tension. The second free throw does not fall. Rebound to Will Fong. 47-45, South Iron up by two, trying to get out in front of this press put on by Prairie Home. They'll do so with a pass to Micken. Micken comes cross-court to the near side to Will Fong. Back to the far side to Micken. Near side, Will Fong. Far side now, Ayers. Into the corner, Micken pump fakes at the three. Back up top to Ayers. She'll move it right wing to Will Fong. Holds it overhead. Cross-court pass. Ashley Micken, catch and shoot. Three ball out of her hand. Off the rim. Tipped by Will Fong into the hands of Kirsten Leonard. A two-point game. Prairie Home could possibly tie on this trip down the floor. 6:45 to play in the fourth. Disler takes it to the baseline. Step back. Jumper in. And we are tied. 47 all. Tied for the first time since it was 0-0. Will Fong and Micken in the backcourt. A lob pass to Dara Miller in the front court. To the block. She'll lob down low. Jada Brooks off the window and can't finish, but gets her own rebound and goes back up and puts it back in. Jada Brooks, another putback. 12 points, 8 rebounds for Jada. 49-47 is the score. Peterson for Prairie Home drives, kicks back out. Tipped away by Will Fong, stolen. Ayers out in the front. Ashley Micken all by herself. She'll stop off the window. Yes! 51-67 inside of 6 minutes to go. Another takeaway for South Iron. The lead stretched out to two possessions. Driving inside. Peterson, stop and pop. Off the back iron. High rebound. Comes down to Dara Miller. Miller looks for Micken. Gets it there. Micken out on the run. Euro step. Off window. Can't get it to go. Rebound. Ayers. Yes. She can't get the shot to go. And the tie-up will be called. Possession arrow favors South Iron. And these ladies are battling down low for everything. Dribble drive. Rebound. Loose ball. This is anybody's game. 5.5 minutes left. 51-47. South Iron up by four. Ayers passes to Dara Miller on the right wing. Dara puts it on the floor. Now swaps out. Handoff exchange with Micken. Micken tries to five-hole through the defender. Gets it there. Ayers wasn't expecting the pass. And Prairie Home goes back the other way, trying to trim this lead back down to one possession. Disler drives inside. Gets the foul call. Shot doesn't go. And she'll have to earn it at the free throw line on the season. Disler, a 78% free throw shooter. 133 of 170 during the regular season. She'll go to the free throw line for two. Trying to make it a one-possession game. She only needs one to do so. 5 minutes, 8 seconds left of regulation. Disler at the line. Puts a shot up and in. 51-48. We'll see substitutions. No, we'll see a timeout. 5 minutes, 8 seconds left in the fourth quarter. 51-48. South Iron holding on to their lead. We're back in 1 minute on the boot.
Prairie County Mutual and Farmers Mutual of St. Genevieve come together to form one company, You Win. Welcome home to Missouri Alliance Mutual Insurance Company. Hi, I'm Kim Fisher.
And I'm Chris Schamberg. By merging, we have a stronger, more efficient, financially sound company that will be able to provide competitive rates, the same excellent service, and provide updated technology service to you, our customers. We will continue to service your insurance needs in the same way that we have in the past.
You will still contact the same office, the same agent, the same office personnel. We will provide you with the best policy, the best price, and the best service. We are still and will continue to be a hometown company with hometown values, servicing insurance needs in Perry County, St. Genevieve County, and in the surrounding areas.
You're at home with Missouri Alliance Mutual Insurance Company. Call our office today in Perryville at 573-547-6633 or St. Genevieve at 883-3520 or online at moalliance.ins.com.
Coming out of the timeout, 51-48 South Iron leads and a free throw to come for Prairie Home's Rachel Disler. It's up, and she missed it. The rebound is on the floor. It's a loose ball, and the tie-up's going to likely be called here, and Prairie Home will get this basketball back down by three with 5:04 to play. The arrow will flip on the inbounds. The inbounder Cheyenne Rohrer on the near side of the stanchion. She's trying to direct traffic, gets it in. Will Fong pokes it away. Cheyenne Rohrer there to get it back. She'll kick out Disler on the right wing. Pump fakes, drives inside, flips the shot up, doesn't get it to go, and Dara Miller comes away with a rebound after the miss. Inside of five to play. It's a three-point game. South Iron has yet to trail in this game. Dara Miller churning the clock. Over to Ayers on either side of the center circle. Just steps in front of the midline. And Dara Miller just had it knocked out of her hands. Able to get it back. She'll move it over to Will Fong. Back to Miller. Dara holds it up. And now over the top of the defense to Micken. Cross court to Will Fong. Back to Dara Miller. She'll skip around the defense to Micken. Micken weaving her way through traffic. Throws it back to Miller at midcourt. She'll dribble drive. Kicks to the far side to Will Fong. To Micken. Micken weaves her way back through, now swaps out with Miller, just trying to churn some clock, and she'll wrap it around the defense. Micken to the far side, back to the near side. They're just churning up some clock here. A minute has already taken away here, and Dara Miller trying to clear space, and a timeout will be called by South Iron head coach Lawrence Graves, and they took 1 minute and 4 seconds off, but never took it any further than the edge of the center circle. It never really even came close to penetrating the perimeter between the three guards, just moving the basketball around. Coach Graves eventually calling the timeout. It was about to be an offensive foul called on Dara Miller, and Graves might have saved his team from that. 4 minutes left. South Iron had led by as much as 13. They hold on to a three-point advantage here. And coming out of the South Iron timeout, South Iron will have two timeouts left. Prairie Home with three. Five fouls on South Iron, three the other way. It is South Iron basketball. Near sideline inbounds, Will Fong into the backcourt to Dara Miller. Miller trying to work past Twinter. Will get by her with a right hand into the front court. Swaps out with Will Fong. She'll take it back across. They'll swap with Ayers. Just switching up top, trying for the mismatch. Kicks into the corner for Will Fong. Will Fong sends it between the circles for Micken. Micken hollers out. Ayers will come get the basketball. They'll switch up top again. Ayers driving inside with a left hand. Can't finish, but Jada Brooks there for the rebound. Can't get the put back to go. The rebound's going to come to the near side. Who's going to get there? And a foul will be called on Jada Brooks trying to track down the loose ball. 3:32 left in the game. And frustrations on both sides starting to boil over. Starting to see tears flow as players run down the other end of the floor. Say some frustrations boiling over for Kirsten Leonard in Prairie Home. Down by three, trying to close the gap. Rachel Disler moves it right wing. Catching it there is Fairchild. Backing out Rohrer. Disler now at the head of the circle. Drives with a left hand. Door is closed. She'll kick back out. Wraps around, trying to get it over to Cheyenne Rohrer. And diving onto the floor. And a timeout called by the head coach of Prairie Home, bailing his team out, so we see that either way. 3 minutes, 13 seconds of regulation left, 51-48. No shots have come up for about a minute from Prairie Home. They'll call their timeout, two left. We'll be back in 30 seconds for fourth quarter action on J98.
Get anytime access with Unico Bank's 24-hour banking service. All you need is a touch-tone phone. You can check your current loan balances, check on your last loan payment, get the due date of your next loan payment, transfer funds between accounts current time, as well as check out your account balance. It is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, including holidays. It is easy to use. To find out more, stop at a Unico Bank near you in Potosi, Irondale, or Deloge, or unicobank.com. Unico Bank, homegrown, locally owned, locally operated. For you.
3 minutes, 13 seconds remains in the fourth quarter, 51-48. South Iron leading Prairie Home. The winner can claim third place in Class 1 in the state of Missouri in high school basketball. Out of the Prairie Home timeout, they do have the basketball. The sideline inbounds already in the front court. Over to the left wing, they'll get it in to Cheyenne Rohrer. Back to the basket, guarded by Micken. She'll go to Peterson on the left wing. She'll take it up top. Surveys the floor, looks left, looks right, crosses over, drives in with the left hand, now passes to Disler. Disler will drive around, step back, jumper for Disler. She missed the mark, and the rebound comes down to Dara Miller, and she will be fouled. That'll be the fourth team foul on Prairie Home. 2:52 to play. Well, a few fouls to give still for Prairie Home before they get into the bonus. Or put South Iron in the bonus. Six fouls on South Iron. Will Fong with the baseline inbounds to Ayers. The press on again for Prairie Home. Ayers lobs it over midcourt past the three defenders there to Dara Miller. Miller cross-court pass to Will Fong. Back to Ayers at the circle. Will Fong has it right wing back to Michaela. Yeah, on the floor with the left hand. She'll drive inside. Reverses course. Still maintains a low dribble. Backs out again. Now goes by Cheyenne Rohrer. Tries to wrap it around. Gets it there to Dara Miller. Miller drives inside. Kick out. Ashley Micken. She'll take it in between the circles. Trying to churn a little bit of clock. Looking to switch up top and get that mismatch. Micken had Cheyenne Rohrer on her for a little bit. Now she'll swap out with Allie Wilfong. Wilfong shadowed by Peterson. Lobs over to Ayers. And Ayers will be fouled by Cheyenne Rohrer. With 2:11 to go, 51-48, South Iron using their ball handling ability to churn away another minute off the clock. Allie Wilfong looking for the inbounds, cross-court pass, gets it to Micken, but just barely over the hands of Cheyenne Rohrer. Micken at midcourt trying to work around Rohrer. Will do so with a right hand. She'll lob it up over to her teammate, Jada Brooks. Kick out to Dara Miller. Inside of two to play. Ayers will be fouled with 1:56, and that is the sixth team foul on Prairie Home. So now we see the strategy that Coach Lawrence Graves is trying to implement. We'll see the senior, Allie Wilfong, inbound the basketball. Into the near corner to Micken. Micken will dribble out. Screen set by Wilfong. She'll work her way around Thistler. Now Micken will be fouled at midcourt. She'll go to the free throw line for the front end of a 1-1 with 1:51 left. And starting to hear a bit of a murmur from the crowd. The Prairie Home faithful want the South Iron Lady Panthers just to shoot the basketball. South Iron does not want any part of that as they now make it a two-possession game as Ashley Micken cuts the cords at the charity stripe. 52-48, Micken has one more. It's up, and she left it short. The rebound to Rohrer, 1:50. On the clock, Rohrer to the left wing. She's got it there to Disler. Disler drives inside, gets fouled from the backside. It'll be a front end of a 1-1 as Dara Miller fouled her as she drove past. And that's the opposite of what Coach Graves wanted to see, as the shot was going to be off the mark. Nonetheless, with 1:44 left, Michaela Ayers has just fouled out. She finishes with a stat line of 10 points, 9 rebounds, 2 assists, and she is done. That's big time for South Iron. They're up by 4, and Prairie Home at the charity stripe. It's up, and it's in. 3-point game, 52-49. One more to come from Disler can make it a 2-point game. It's out of her hand. It's in. 52-50. The lead down to 2. A timeout called by Coach Armantrout of Prairie Home. 52-50. South Iron out front. 1:44 left in regulation. We'll take a 30-second timeout. South Iron basketball on the other side of this pause on J98.
Family-owned and operated Forshee Auto Repair. Towing and detailing in Annapolis offers 24-hour towing. When you break down, it doesn't matter what time of the day or night it is. Forshee Auto Repair, towing and detailing is ready to help at unbeatable prices. The Auto Repair Garage is open 8 to 5, Monday through Friday. Forshee Auto Repair, towing and detailing is proud to be a part of the community they serve. That's Forshee Auto Repair, towing and detailing at 573-598-3409. That's 598-3409.
52-50. South Iron leads the third place Class 1 state game by 2 points with 1:44 left on the fourth quarter clock. Prairie Home called the timeout. That's what sent us to break. As we come back, South Iron has the basketball. What they do not have is their starting point guard, Michaela Ayers, who fouled out. Here's a pass into the front court. Dara Miller out in front of everybody. She's uncontested. They lost her in the backcourt. She gets the free throw. She made it, and she'll go to the line. With 1:40 left, they left Dara Miller all by herself. She got out in front of everyone, finished at the rim, and she was fouled. Can she convert on the make and the misdemeanor on one of the biggest stages of her life? Wow. A long look at the 10. It's up. She got it. 55-50, five-point game, 1:40 left in the contest. Disler across the midline for Prairie Home. Callie Miller waits on defense. Disler pulls up for three. Left it short. The rebound. It's loose. Who's going to get there? Micken flips it back off of her own foot. Prairie Home basketball, 1:28 to play in a five-point game. Both teams in one-and-one situations with the fouls. Baseline inbounds to come for Prairie Home. Disler gets it into Peterson. Peterson picks up the dribble to the left wing to Cheyenne Rohrer. She'll step back. Look at the three ball off the mark. And the rebound comes down to Dara Miller for South Iron, and she'll be fouled. She'll go to the free throw line on the other end of the floor with a one-and-one opportunity and a chance to make this very difficult for Prairie Home. Wow, what a turnaround. When the game was tied at 47 all. With about 4 minutes left, South Iron has forced Prairie Home to foul and put them at the line time and time again. Miller at the free throw line, front end of a one and one. It's up, it's in. 56-50. The 5'7 sophomore has ice water pumping through her veins. 1:19 to go, 56-50. The second's up. She missed it. It rimmed out to the left. The rebound comes down to Rachel Disler. 1:15 left in regulation. She'll take it to the top of the key. Uses a screen to get to the right wing. She's looking for the three ball. She'll pump at a deep one. Cross-court pass to the near block. They've got it inside. And an easy shot at the rim was missed. The ball is loose, and it's out. It comes all the way out to the right wing for Disler for three. It's short, and the rebound to Jada Brooks. That's the double-double for Brooks, and a really, really big-time rebound inside for South Iron. She'll kick out. Dara Miller is fouled again, up by six. 56-50, 52.4 ticks left in the fourth quarter, and Dara Miller going back to the free throw line. It's a two-possession game before a free throw comes out of her hand. That is team foul number 10, so she's got two to come. On the season, 54%. I say it quiet so she can't hear me. It's up, and it's in. Skipped over the front lip, off of the window, back in, 57-50. A 10-3 run for South Iron. Make that an 11-3 run. She goes 2-for-2, 58-50. It's an 8-point game inside of a minute. Disler across the midline and a timeout called by Coach Armin Trout of Prairie Home. And the crowd for South Iron starting to make some noise. They can taste it. They know it's on the horizon. They've just got to close it out, up by 8 and 49 seconds left. I want to thank some of our sponsors for putting us courtside at Mizzou Arena for the best finish for South Iron girls basketball in program history. So thank you, South Iron R1 School of Annapolis. Fleegs Equipment, St. Genevieve and Ledington. Unico Bank, Potosi, Deloge, and Irondale. Missouri Alliance Mutual of St. Genevieve and Perryville. Thank you to New Era Bank of Farmington. State Farm Agent Eric Schweiss of Farmington. Along with Coles Tractor and Equipment of Farmington and Mineral Area College of Park Hills. Another big one coming up there later tonight. Hashtag back to Bob. As we get back underway, Prairie Home basketball, they are in the front court, down by 8. They have Disler on the left wing. She'll pull up for 3 off the back iron. The rebound comes down to Prairie Home, and a foul will be called with 38.4. And that foul will be charged, likely to Allie Wilfong. And that will put Prairie Home at the free throw line. Set to shoot is Kirsten Leonard. Her percent is 53, but her sample size is 8 of 15. Now coming out of the game is that foul was actually charged to Jada Brooks, so she has fouled out with 12 points, 10 rebounds. The double-double for Jada Brooks, the freshman, in the Show Me Showdown. The free throw short of the mark from Kirsten Leonard. We've had Ayers and Brooks foul out, both freshmen. Imagine they'll be in this situation before too long once again. The second free throw is in for Leonard. The inbounds comes into Micken. Micken weaves her way through traffic, trying to kill clock, evading defenders, and finally is fouled with 31.4 seconds, 58-51. They need Micken to miss free throws if they want to close this thing out for Prairie Home. You just put the best free throw shooter on the South Iron roster at the free throw line. It's going to be a tall task there. And as we have a little bit of a delay, Dara Miller stands at midcourt and begins to clap. Get the team fired up. Free throws to come for Micken. Micken, Will Fong, Callie Miller, Dara Miller. There's the first free throw, and now coming on the floor, Anjanette Hampton. The five out for South Iron. The crowd will tell you if this next one goes. 59-51. No crowd noise. She missed it. 59-51, we stay. The rebound to Rachel Disler in Prairie Home. Under 30 seconds to play. She'll take it into the corner. Dribble up to the left wing. She's triple team. She's trapped there. Can't get a good look at the three. She'll turn from the corner and gets it contested. 59-54. 15 seconds left. Micken fouled with 13.2 on the clock. They might add a little bit more to that. We'll see. 59-54, the five-point margin. Before Micken goes to the free throw line. A five-point game. Micken one of two on her previous trip just moments ago. It's up and in. 60-54. 13.2, a six-point game. Make that a seven-point game. Ashley Micken, big time at the free throw line. Nearly comes up with a steal in the backcourt as Disler crosses the midline inside of 10, and that will just about do it. It's a matter of the final score. She pulls up from three and doesn't get it to go, and that's the final. 61-54, the South Iron Lady Panthers have their best finish in program history. They finish with a victory to close out the season, 61-54, to win third place at the Show Me Showdown over Prairie Home. An amazing performance, a wonderful turnaround from yesterday, and South Iron has their best finish ever as a girls' basketball team. An astounding performance, an amazing showing, and a great crowd support. 61-54 is the final as the crowd begins to make some noise. An unbelievable closeout for the South Iron Lady Panthers. It was tied at 47 all. South Iron goes on a 10-3 run to give themselves just enough of a cushion to close this thing out. They're lining up at midcourt, getting set to accept the third place trophy from Misha. The first time it's ever happened for the South Iron Lady Panthers. They close out the season, finishing third in Class 1. It's the first time this basketball team has placed at any level in the state of Missouri. You hear the crowd come to life as Prairie Home is announced as the team that finishes fourth. And South Iron getting set to accept the hardware for finishing third. An unbelievable effort for South Iron. They were up by 13. Prairie Home makes a game out of it in the second half. Comes storming back. Ties the game at 47. But never able to take the lead as the South Iron Lady Panthers never trailed in the contest. And they win it. The final, 61-54 for the Lady Panthers. We will stay on the airwaves until we can get Coach Lawrence Graves to hop on with us for some post-game coverage and talk about the best season ever for South Iron girls basketball. The final 61-54, and for Allie Wilfong, all smiles. This is a first. For the first time, for me even, you see a team season end, and everyone smiling ear to ear. Coach Lawrence Graves out there, Ashley Micken, and Allie Wilfong out to accept the trophy. And there it is. South Iron Lady Panthers claim third in Class 1. And Wilfong, the lone senior, will be accepting that plaque as she stands in the middle of her teammates and gets the congratulatory pats on the back, the kind words, the handshakes, and everything that comes with finishing a year like this. It had never been done before. South Iron had never made it to the Final Four. Not only do they make it to the Final Four, they close out the season with a win. And as I open the broadcast, I will say it once again. Only two teams get to finish the season with a victory in each class. South Iron is one of those teams. A wonderful performance as they go down the line and announce every individual and hand them something that will last a lifetime. Everyone gets their medal for finishing third place in the state of Missouri, and Hannah Alexander out on crutches to accept hers. You can hear the crowd going wild. And they'll come out in just a moment and announce the full team. And we'll tell you some of the full game stats as well. The final, 61-54. The turnover margin eventually did balance out, as did just about everything across the board. South Iron did a wonderful job to keep Prairie home at arm's length. They did just enough down the stretch after Prairie home tied it. Coach Lawrence Graves, what with a wonderful, wonderful strategy to force Prairie home to foul and put his best shooters at the free throw line. Mission accomplished for Coach Graves and the South Iron Lady Panthers. Finishing as the game high scorer, leading the South Iron Lady Panthers, Ashley Micken, finishes with 26 points, 2 assists, and 2 steals to close out the 2016-27 campaign. The next leading scorer for South Iron, Jada Brooks, finishes with 12 points, 10 rebounds. 7 of the 10 were offensive rebounds. So an unbelievable showing across the board for the South Iron Lady Panthers as we await the head coach of the South Iron Lady Panthers, Coach Lawrence Graves, set to join us in a moment. And we'll ask him about this wonderful finish and the wonderful finish to the season as we hand Coach Graves a headset and we'll welcome him into the post game. Coach, a bounce back from yesterday, a wonderful performance, and as things unfolded down the stretch, your team starts on a pretty hot start. Prairie home able to close things out. They tie it at 47-47. You go on a 10-3 run, build yourself a cushion. You called a timeout before that and changed strategy a little bit. What did you tell your team, and what was the game plan from there?
Well, we just had to take care of the ball and not get in a big hurry. You know, we like to be in control offensively at the end of the game, you know, and have the ball in our hands. And I told our girls, just no quick shots, you know, be real patient. And we really wanted to try to get something around the rim in any opportunity we could or get to the free throw line. We knew that, you know, if we could get a bucket or two ahead of them, that they eventually would have to come out and start fouling. And so, you know, we just needed to buy some time until we could get to that point. And girls did a real good job of it.
You did a masterful job of finishing out. Everybody really locked in. Everybody contributed in this. Jada Brooks, fantastic on the offensive glass. There's 7 offensive rebounds, and it seemed like 6 of the 7 she put back up and in. Well, just across the board, talk about the performance of the team.
You know, yesterday we didn't play very well, which, you know, hats off to Mercer. I think we can give them a lot of credit for that. You know, today we came out and we played a little bit more like ourselves. You know, we had, you know, our big 4 girls, you know, did a really good job of, you know, Allie Wilfong, she got the assignment of guarding Prairie Home's best player and and she still had, 24 points? Or no, I'm sorry, 23 points. And so, when you got a defender like Allie that, was on you all game long, you can still put up 23. You're a special kind of player. But, if we hadn't had Allie doing what she did, who knows what that girl would have been able to do. But, Ashley finally had a good game. Yesterday she didn't feel very well. Stomach was hurting her, and obviously she just wasn't feeling it physically. But today she felt a lot better and, went out there and did her thing. Had 26 points. That's a big performance on the last game of the season. And, like I said, Jada had a double-double, and Michaela Ayers was one rebound from a double-double. So, it was just – it's all you can ask for when you got kids like we have and you get everybody involved and, let them do their thing out there and play as a team. We feel like we got a good shot at winning any game.
Only two teams in each class every year get to close out their season with a win. You're one of those teams. How sweet was it to stand out there and have your lone senior holding that plaque?
That's really special for her. She's I can't say enough about Allie. She's the model kid. She's a great student, great attitude, great work ethic, and she'll do anything and everything that we ask her to do for this team. And so, for her to be able to end the season on Mizzou Arena court, holding that trophy above her head on a win, it just makes me really happy for her.
How important is this for South Iron as a whole?
Well, obviously, one senior coming back or one senior leaving us, got everybody else coming back. We really feel like, this is something that we would have the potential to do in the future. Obviously, nothing's guaranteed, and we'll make sure that our girls have that mindset. And so we're gonna have to stay hungry and keep working. But, knowing that we've got a shot at getting back up here next year is pretty exciting.
Do you want to say anything to everybody listening in Annapolis and throughout, the regional radio area?
Absolutely. I can't be more proud of Panther Nation down there in Annapolis and Des Arc area. Our fan base has been nothing but fantastic. And, we got a nice crowd up here, a four-hour drive away, got a lot of people here. And, of course, all the extended fans that we have from other communities, neighboring, and all the well wishes, we couldn't do the things that we do without the support that we've had. And so I just want to thank everybody. It's been a fantastic year.
Once again, the head coach of the South Iron Lady Panthers, Coach Lawrence Graves. Coach, best end-of-season interview ever, probably,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. That's right.
Appreciate you joining us. Yep. I'll catch up with you afterwards. And once again, congrats.
Thanks, Greg.
The South Iron Lady Panthers close it out 61-54. They claim third in Class 1 in the state of Missouri. Before we sign off, I'll quickly run through some of the scoring numbers once again. For the South Iron Lady Panthers, they were led in scoring by Ashley Micken. She finishes with 26 points, goes 10 of 12 from the free throw line, and really closed it out down the stretch as a team. South Iron shot 15 of 20 from the stripe. Also in double figures, Jada Brooks, the freshman, goes 12 points, 10 boards. Michaela Ayers, also a freshman, goes 10 points, 9 rebounds. This South Iron team, watch out, Class 1. They will be back. For Sean Malone and Chad Speaker, engineering and operating and getting us on air. For myself, Greg Armbruster. Till next time, everybody, be good or be good at it. Congratulations, South Iron Panthers, third in the state in Class 1. We'll see you next time.